Welcome to the Hannah Miller Show. And here she is, Hannah Miller.
Outspokenly conservative and unashamedly Christian, this is Hannah Miller, and this is what happened this week. So I'm really going to be just bringing you one story this week. I've got hot chocolate to drink and presents to wrap and kids to play games with, and so I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste my time. I got on multiple different sites this week to look up information on stories, on what I should talk about this week, what's going on in the world, and so that I can update you guys. And let me just tell you, about 6 out of 10 on the majority of these websites and news outlets that I went to, even the right conservative ones, okay, they 6 out of 10 of the top stories, 6 of them were about some celebrity who did this or some pop star who did that, or, you know, it just is drama and reality TV show-ish, and it's stuff that doesn't need to fill your mind, doesn't need to fill my mind. I don't care about that stuff. I really don't. I want to know what's actually going on in the world that's going to affect me and mine, and what I can do about it. And so I'm going to bring you one story that I think is pertinent for right now that we need to be talking about, because we're headed into the Christmas season and everything else can kind of be on pause for right now for this week. That may change next week, but for this week, we're just going to dive into this one story, and I try to do my best to bring you the news that matters when it matters. And I think a lot of times we get sucked into things that don't matter, or when we do get news about things that matter, it's not when it matters, if that makes any sense. So I do my best to bring you the news that matters when it matters. So the story that I want to focus on this week is I'm bouncing off of some research and reporting done by Alex Nitzberg. And this is just his report on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This guy is showing every governor in the country how it should be done, and he's showing every conservative, every Americanist, every Republican in the country that we don't have to always lose. We can have governors who protect us from the big pharma, from the federal government, and that's exactly what DeSantis proved this week. He's petitioning the Sunshine State's Supreme Court for an order to impanel a statewide grand jury to probe any wrongdoing pertaining to COVID-19 vaccines. So the governor's petition states this: Florida law prohibits fraudulent practices, including the dissemination of false or misleading advertisements of a drug and the use of any representation or suggestion in any advertisement relating to a drug that an application of a drug is effective when it is not. And then the petition goes on to say, the pharmaceutical industry has a notorious history of misleading the public for financial gain. Questions have been raised regarding the veracity of the representations made by the pharmaceutical manufacturers of COVID-19 vaccines, particularly with respect to transmission, prevention, efficacy, and safety. An investigation is warranted to determine whether the pharmaceutical industry has engaged in fraudulent practices. The people of Florida deserve to know the truth. And then there was a press release, and according to that press release, the state will also look into the phenomenon of people passing away after receiving COVID-19 vaccination. Dr. Joseph Latipo, the state's surgeon general, said that he will conduct research. He didn't say this. I'm sorry. This is who will. He will conduct research through the University of Florida to assess sudden deaths of individuals in good health who received a COVID-19 vaccine. The Department of Health will also utilize disease surveillance and vital statistics to assess such deaths. And then a public health integrity committee will also be established in the state. DeSantis said that the panel will provide, quote, critical assessments, end quote, of the activity of entities such as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and National Institutes of Health. The Surgeon General will oversee the Public Health Integrity Committee, a committee of expert researchers charged with assessing federal decisions, recommendations, and guidance related to public health and health care. This is according to the press release. And lastly, the Surgeon General will then receive input from the committee to ensure public health policies are tailored for Florida communities and aligned with state priorities. Then, just to sum it all up, Ron DeSantis tweeted out, Florida will hold the medical establishment accountable by 1, creating a grand jury to investigate mRNA shots in Big Pharma, 2, investigating cardiac-related deaths tied to the mRNA vaccine, and 3, forming a public health integrity committee to oversee the medical establishment. This guy is proving that he's not afraid of anybody. I mean, really, who's bigger than Disney and Big Pharma? There's not a lot out there that in the United States business is bigger than those two. And I didn't look at the numbers myself, but I would argue that probably Big Pharma, I don't know, maybe oil would be bigger, but it's unreal his willingness to go to the mattresses for you and I, for the, well, citizens of Florida. But I think he's doing it not just for Floridians, but he's doing it because we all need to know the results of this thing. And Florida has led the way over and over again. And, you know, this is the thing that gets me about, you know, we're going to the gates of hell, McMaster, who said that, and then just, what was it, 2 weeks ago, said that the South Carolina National Guard doesn't have to actually comply with the COVID vaccine mandate. Oh, yeah, well, thanks, Johnny Come Lately. Real big. It's not courageous if it's too late. It's not. But see, DeSantis is courageous because he's at the point of the spear. And he's doing these things when they matter. A year later, McMaster, a lot of these guys have either already been kicked out or they've already gotten the jab. Most of them have already gotten the jab. A lot of them did. They gave in because there was no way out. They went months and months and months. Nobody was listening to them. And they didn't feel like they had any other alternative other than to either quit, to get out, or to take the jab. And so it's just a real disservice to those men and women to now say, it almost is a slap in the face, to now say, and I guarantee it has to do with the fact that they're having really low numbers of enrollment. And they're realizing, well, we got to make some changes here if we're going to enroll anybody new. Because these guys and gals, they don't want to be guinea pigs. And I certainly don't blame them. They shouldn't be. So it's just Ron DeSantis being the point of the spear again and again, willing to take the heat and willing to fight these guys for Florida citizens, for you and I, really. And, you know, right now it just seems like, man, the world is on fire. The United States as a whole is on fire. But you know what? The reality is it's primarily just Washington, D.C., and it feels like that affects all of us so much, but it's only because we've become so centralized and revolved a lot of our politics and our lives around Washington, D.C. And the reality is that that's not how our founding fathers planned for the United States to function. We should have a lot more state sovereignty than we do. And the reality is that we do. That our state sovereignty was really never taken away on a grand scale. We kind of just, as far as legally is concerned, we've just kind of given it away by attaching ourselves financially to the federal government, by being, and in other cases, being unwilling to defend ourselves in the ways that Ron DeSantis is doing for the states, for the citizens of Florida. We've had politicians who have been unwilling to just say, No thanks. We're not doing that. Or we're going to investigate this and make sure that this is in the best interest of my state citizens. And so all of that to say is you're going into the Christmas season and it just feels like, you know, the world is set on fire. The reality is there is some really discouraging stuff happening in the world, in the United States. But a lot of it is centered around Washington, D.C. And, you know, we talk about fraudulent elections and things like that. But on the state level, a lot of various states have strong elections, Florida being one of them. And you can solidify your election in your state. You can elect a governor similar to Ron DeSantis, who will protect you as a citizen of your state. And you can elect legislators to defend you on the state level. And then you can look to Washington, D.C. and just say, go pound sand. And that's what a lot of folks in Florida are able to do. Not wholesale. Ron DeSantis isn't perfect. He's certainly legislated some things before, or used his bully pulpit for things before in the past that I'm kind of like, eh. But since on the issue of COVID and the vaccines, shutdowns, liberty, he's definitely been our guy. And he's been the guy that's been willing to question things and not be afraid to question things. And then not be afraid to stand up for the people that he represents. And we need a lot more of that. You and I both know that. And the reality is that we can have that on the local level. And we don't have to be afraid of fraudulent elections. We don't have to be afraid of, Washington, D.C. and what's going on there. If we focus on the local level, making sure our elections at the state level are secure, and then making sure that we petition people of integrity who will uphold the Constitution and fight for the rights of all human beings. If we elect those kinds of people, we'll be just fine. And the feds, well, really could just ignore them, by and large. And that is how the Founding Fathers originally planned this country and foresaw how it would pan out. Well, it's 1 week to Christmas Eve. I hope you have a phenomenal week. I hope you have wrapped up most all of your shopping. I am going to get to some wrapping. I don't know exactly how we're going to do Christmas Eve next week. We might just do a fun episode. Kind of depends on what's happening in the week. We shall see. But I hope you have a wonderful week leading into the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior.
Thank you for listening to The Hannah Miller Show. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Hannah or to schedule her for a speaking event, go to her website, thehannahmillershow.com.